Welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show, and I am your host, Leilani. Welcome to all the listeners of VBS Radio. It's a great honor and pleasure to be with each and every one of you today. And, wow, where are my sunglasses? Look at all that light out there. Welcome to all of you. It is great. We will be taking calls, and let me give you those numbers, and that is 876. 5227 or 530-876-3222. And you guys are going to have to forgive me because I don't have the Canada phone number, but we all are very aware now, aren't we, that we do have a direct line for people up in Canada. So I hope that each of you, that this day I have found that you're full of love, warmth, and joy. So I have a special guest for each of you today, and she has been patiently waiting to come on to this show, and I am extremely excited about sharing this particular modality with all of you. Now, this, you guys are going to need to take notes, pull up your chair, get comfortable, because you're not going to want to miss any of the information that I'm about to share with all of you. It is brand new even to Leilani, so it took me a while to really get in there and so I could understand it enough to share with all of you today. I also want to let you know before I share Kathy's information with all of you is that I do have my computer up, so if any of you would like to send me an instant message through I Am Divine Light, an instant message with AOL. I will take your in-quick messages, and you can ask me any questions that you would like to do as well, okay? So, here we go. It is a great pleasure to share Kathy with all of you today. She has studied the science of the unknown for over 25 years. What's really interesting is that she's very extensively knowledgeable in the Eastern philosophics and quantum mechanics, which she blends very nicely with Edgar Cayce and his readings. She is an ordained minister of the Order of Melchizedek. Thank you. She's listening. She's eavesdropping. We were having too much fun, so Don caught me off guard when he called me. But anyway, she has taught classes in numerology, multidimensional travel, and regression. I will ask my caller to please just be patient with me. The last 10 years, she has been instrumental in organizing and gathering groups. And I will have to tell you, she has done a beautiful job on bringing all peoples and cultures from all over the state of Arizona together in unity to work not only for humanity, but for Mother Earth as well. Now, today, Kathy is going to share with all of us what we call, what she calls destiny cards. And she has been doing this for a year now. And I will agree with this. I will definitely ditto. It's an accurate reading report modality. And I will say it is definitely in-depth. It gets way down deep into your entire blueprint. What I found extremely intriguing is that she is able to open that door wide open for each of us on different things that are coming into our life. So she likes to call it behind the scenes. So she gives you heads up way in advance so that you know how to let's say, make decisions that will lead you down a path that will be for your highest good versus you being caught off guard. So on that note, I ask that each of you, please, let's all give Kathy a warm welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Leilani. Really, it's a pleasure to be here and speaking with you today. It's a fun thing. The Destiny cards, I find, is really exciting. And it's an old system that was long in existence way before the pyramids were built. And the old boys of the Knights Templar brought it in, and they were scientists, and they were astrologers. And so this system is using astrology as well as numerology. Can you hear me, Lalani? Okay. So it's using both systems, and the planets of Mercury, Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they're very, very important, and the ebbing and flowing of these planets are affecting our lives on a daily basis. And so these cycles, there's a 13-year cycle, a 7-year cycle, a 1-year cycle, and a 52-day cycle, and a daily cycle also. So when we're looking at this system, we see how we're interacting with other individuals, and it's just great because we can see into our own future and see where we're going to be making more money or take a trip or buy a new house or sell some property or have children or get married or meet a new lover or a friend. So it's just a wonderful divination system.
That is great, and I will have to say you really do reach way deep down in there. And I want to share with all of our listeners today is that Kathy actually did some really deep, in-depth reports for me. And I will say she went way over beyond what I have ever received from anybody. And I don't need to tell any of you that I honor and love every one of my show guests. She actually did from 2006 all the way to 2008 for me, and we are going to share with you just how in-depth these reports truly are. But in the meantime, Kathy, if you will permit, I'd like to go ahead and take this caller that we have on the line with us at this time.
Sure, Lalani, that would be great. What I'd need from the callers would be their birth date, their name, their first name, their age, and maybe a question that they would like to ask.
Excellent. I'd like to welcome our caller on to the show.
Hi, Lalani. Thank you. I was the one that sent you that email yesterday about my adult son, and you had said that you would light a white candle for me and my son.
That's correct.
Yes. I'm calling.
Would you please tell all our listeners today of what state you are calling from?
From Arizona.
Ah, yeah, my neighbor. Well, hugs and kisses to you, and I want you to know something, and I want you to really feel this in your heart.
Okay.
Close your eyes for just a moment, if you would.
Okay.
And I want you to really feel my heart connecting with yours and your family.
Thank you.
I want you to feel this love that will be constantly pouring out to you and your family. And I want you to know this day and every day that you are loved and you are safe.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm going to let you go ahead and talk with Kathy. And if you would repeat your name, it's Catherine, is that correct?
No, actually, it's Margot.
Ah, yes, Margot. Hugs and kisses to you, honey.
Thank you, Lalani. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Kathy, this is Margot.
Hello, Margot.
Hi, Kathy. I'm calling for my son, and should I give you his date of birth?
Sure.
It's 9/24/80.
And what age is your son?
He's 25.
He's 25. Okay. Can you hang on, Marco? Just one second. Let me look up his birth date, okay?
Okay.
Tom, I will talk to Margo. One of the things that I also want to share with you, Margo, is that to stand firm in your foundation of faith.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
I do know that this is very important for your son to go through this process because it's going... there will come a day that you will sit there and be
so proud of your son, and that's not to say that you aren't proud of him now, because you are.
Well, he's facing prison time, and I'm trying to keep him out of that. He has a hearing next Tuesday, and he just became admitted to a facility where he can work on his stuff, a treatment facility.
That's the best thing he could have ever done for himself.
Yeah.
And let me say this, when he comes through this process, he will be a totally, entirely different man.
Oh, thank God.
And the great works he's going to be doing in the near future, I mean, you are just going to be beaming.
Oh, God, thank you.
Okay, but there are going to be days that will challenge you. But I want you to hang on to this and know that this is an important process for him at this time, for him to experience.
Yes.
This will lead him to be the great man that he already is.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So let's find out how Kathy is doing.
Yes, Margo. What is your son's name?
Michael.
Michael? Well, Michael is a very powerful person. He's a very loving person. He has the King of Hearts as his sun card. His planetary ruling card is a Six of Hearts. And so I'm going to explain to you a little bit about the two cards, and then I'm going to explain to you what's happening this year.
Okay.
Okay? And then I'll want your birth date also after I get done with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The King of Hearts is a loving father. In other words, he is a very powerful individual who is a loving individual and rules the roost in a loving way.
Yes.
And he is a king, and he is part of the royal family. Okay? And
yes.
So there's this drive in him to have, to be a father, and therefore he also will be giving advice to his friends and whatnot in a fatherly way, and there will people will come to him for advice because they know that he has wisdom.
Okay.
And then his Six of Hearts is also about him learning how to be in relationships in a loving way and having a lot of karmic. Number six is a karma number. And so he has, in his relationships, he's learning how to give love in that way in all of his relationships.
Yeah.
And he's reaping the consequences of all his other lifetimes.
Yeah.
In this lifetime, and in a loving way, and he's learning how to divvy out that love to his all of his relationships, and all of his relationships in this lifetime are karmic. He has, for the 25th year of life, he has a long-range card of a King of Clubs. And that King of Clubs means that he's very powerful this year, and he's searching for knowledge all throughout the year. He's going to be, finding information out about himself and about the people around him. He's going to be digging for information and knowledge about the people around him and what he's searching, and he'll probably be reading a lot of books, and it's just a very powerful year for him.
Yes.
I can't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said yes.
Okay.
Did you want me to give you...
Yes. Give her, if you would, Margo, if you would share your personal information with Kathy, and then we can give you a little bit of insight about yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I was born 9/20/52.
I'm sorry, 9/26?
52.
So you were born on the 26th?
I'm sorry, 2/0, on September 20th.
September 20th. Oh, 20th. Okay, yeah. That makes a difference there, so.
Sorry.
Oh, hang on just one second here. I'll look up what you are.
This this is really interesting. You know, I wish you guys could be on this end. I will say this to all of you. This information on destiny matches, this show is not doing it justice. I mean, if you could sit here and really see the depth of the work that Kathy actually does, it's astounding. It was for me, and I just went, oh my gosh, I had to learn more about this, and I really wanted to share with you. And a great example is, you know, when Kathy first did my report, she had me come over because she does an entire reading once she pulls the report together for all of you. And she was actually able to tell me things that were about to occur that actually did indeed occur for me. So are you ready, Kathy?
Yes, I am. Margo?
Yes.
You're a four club.
Okay.
And so the clubs is a person who wants to search out information, and so you're using your mind to create things for your life. But you're very stable. It's a very stable number. Four meaning the four squares, meaning that that you're earthy and you're down to earth, and you really have your both feet planted on the earth.
Yeah,
and you do a lot of searching for intellectual stimulation is very important to you. And the Two of Diamonds is the second card. So the second card is the wheeler and dealer of the finances. And so, therefore, you oftentimes find yourself making deals and getting good deals because you know what the good deal is. And so you oftentimes are also looking for the perfect partner. That's the two.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so can you tell me how old you are, Margo?
I'll be 54.
Okay. And let me look up the 54 year. Your long-range card is the Ace of Hearts, which really is about relationships and learning new beginnings with relationships and wanting to learn how to create something that's loving, but it's a new beginnings throughout this entire year for you. And we're talking about from one birthday to the next birthday. Your one of the things that's a challenge for you this year is the King of Diamonds. Business management might be a challenge to you, but you have the abilities to manage, and so you'll find that yourself taking control of the finances and feeling like you really need to organize things and put things into categories and organize things. The upside of that is the Six of Spades, meaning that you have the ability to come about with knowledge about the people who are around you. You're aware that there's karmic situations that you are working on. And so you're working out this situation with your son, and that's in a very loving. You have an Eight of Hearts environment card, and that environment card is helping you see things in a loving way and dealing with your son in a loving way.
Okay.
We see that you have the Nine of Diamonds in Venus and the Six of Clubs in Venus this year also. So you'll find that there probably will be some money be going out of your hands during that cycle. And I'm not sure what the time frame on that cycle is, but I just see it here. I don't see the time frame. My computer system kicks out a report that gives me more information than I'm using right now. I don't have my computer with me.
Do you hope, Margo, that we have served you well?
Well, Lonnie, I wanted to ask, do you feel like my son's lawyer will continue working on this case and successfully keep my son out of prison?
What's important is that you hold the love vibration for your son and for the court and the attorney, okay?
Okay.
That's going to be the position that you will need to hold. Now, what's important is to allow God to work with your son in the situation, because sometimes if we try to do certain things,
yes,
it can create a bigger problem. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And so what you need to do, Margo, is just stay in that faith, hold the foundation, and just be ready to be there at all times. Ah, here, Kathy's got some info for you.
Okay.
Margo, about your son, Michael, he's finishing some things in a major way. He's got a nine of hearts and Saturn and right now this year. So he's finishing a lot of relationships, and he's also got a nine of clubs in Jupiter. So he's a very powerful person. He's got two king of hearts that are going on this year also in a major position, in a Jupiter position, and a long-range card. So he has the abilities. He's got several kings that are in positions, and several queens, and several nines in the positions. And nines are just about completing things, and just feel that whatever he's finishing and completing, that he has the ability to do that. And he's finishing up some old karmic business, and so he needs to allow him to finish up whatever business he has. He has the power behind him this year. He has many kings that are there in assistance. So all he has to do is call upon the power within him,
okay,
and he will deal with it very well.
Okay.
So does that help you, Margo?
Yes.
So let him finish what he needs to finish so he can blossom fully into who he is,
yeah,
truly is.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
All right, sweetie. Hugs and kisses to you.
Thanks. Love you, Margo. It's really nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you both. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. I can just feel, you know, I just wish they were all around here with us right now so they could really, really see. One of the things that I want to make sure I bring forth on Destiny Matches is this is actually based on an ancient mathematical system. And what they do is they use this ancient mathematical system and apply a value to a playing card. And that's how they're able, because each birthday value, it adds up to the value of a particular playing card, which once again is based on the ancient mathematical system. And it's just amazing. One of the things I would really like to share with our listeners today is about some of the areas that you had given me with heads up.
Sure. There were things that I saw in Leilani's chart that there were certain personalities that she was involved with that I could see by their card that she was interacting with them, and I could tell her how that interaction was going to go.
Hold your thought for just a moment. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, Leilani. It's Julia. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Wow, this is really fascinating.
It really is, Julia, and let me tell you. And it was really interesting because the day that Kathy called me over, you know, she spent quality time with me. She answered all my questions and so forth, and I will tell you, she said, you need to have a heads up because this is about to unfold for you. And sure enough, Julia, the very next day I was actually confronted with it. The only difference is I was too late for me, so to speak, because...
Okay, I feel duped.
Who's this?
This is Dawn, the producer. I feel duped. You guys know each other. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No wonder. Is Julia intuitive?
Oh, she should be out here doing this work.
Okay, well, then I understand why I said something to her. Okay, I get it. I'll let you go to your radio program.
I love it, Don. You can go
sunny side. Did you hear that, Julia?
Yes, I did.
I love it. You know, I love this show, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you guys know that I've always wanted to have fun. It's all about high energy. Let's be authentic with each other. And I just love it. Don, you made my day, sir. So did you, Julia. But I want to introduce you to Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi,
how
Julia.
Are you? Oh, it's great to speak with you.
Julia, can you give me your birth date?
I certainly can. It's September.
Okay.
September 16th.
September 16th, 1-6.
1961.
And 61, and what is the how old are you, Julia?
I will be 45 Saturday.
Okay. Hang on just 1 second.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Julia. Happy birthday to you. All the monkeys in the zoo, they give their best regards to you. So have a great happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I love the little Indian. I've never heard that one before.
Can you tell? I am just full of it today.
Hey, full of it's a good thing.
It surely is, isn't it? And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We are all should be, every time we take a step, we should be totally in joy. We should feel our hearts exploding with love, joy, happiness, and peace, and getting excited about life.
I love you, Leilani. You know, it's funny because I told Julie, I said, I'll put you on the air. Because you think you need to be on the air, I'll put you on the air. Because I couldn't understand why a woman of her, I just sensed this such huge ability would even be asking a question. Now I know she really wasn't.
And you know what?
I want to hear what she has to say about the destiny cards.
She's a very powerful energy.
Oh, you bet you.
I'm just stunned. Yeah, she is. You can feel it from, wow.
Yeah, she's an eight of clubs.
How do you know her?
She has been a very loyal listener to the Universal Spiritual Connection.
She's got an incredible ability herself.
I know.
I wonder,
I'd love
she's
to
a lady
like...
who should really start exploring that, because she has it in, like, zillions.
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, if I had it my way, Don, I'd bring her to Arizona in a heartbeat.
Yeah. God, I love your show. Leilani, I love you. I just love you. I don't, there are only five shows I'll get on the air and say this to. Only
well,
because I feel such a very strong connection to, I mean, your hearts.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Sweetheart.
I'll let you get on the air.
Okay.
Sorry to the listeners for interrupting.
Okay, Kathy, how are we doing?
Hey, Julia, you are a very powerful person. You are. You have an eight of clubs. That's your sun card. And your planetary ruling card is a six of diamonds. So the eight of clubs is, the eight itself means power, the ability to effect change, the time of harvest, and you're a very hard worker. And it's a Pluto influence. And it's a very, very powerful card. You like intellectual stimulation, and you really search out to use the power that you have to use it for other people's good. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful card. And your second card is the Six of Diamonds, and that means that you have karma with money. A lot of times when you're spending money, you're spending it doing things that are helping others, but that there's a lot of karma included in it. So, you know, just watch what you spend in there, girl.
Oh, believe me, I do.
Well, the six is something that is you reap what you sow, and that's whatever you put out comes back to you. So you're learning how to express yourself through money and giving to others and giving to yourself through that. But you've learned the lesson that you understand that what comes out of your mouth also is very important, right?
Yes, I'm working on it.
I'm sorry, what did she say?
I said, yes, I am working on it.
Uh-huh. She's working at it. Yes, for sure.
Is
okay.
There something specific coming, like, for this year since
yes,
my birthday is up?
Yes, I was getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Long-range card of a four of spades, meaning that you're doing some work with your hands, and it's you know, when they say spades, it comes in spades.
Mm-hmm.
So the work this year is probably will be pretty, you will be applying yourself with your hands and working. But you have several things that are going on. You've got the Ten of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts in Mercury, or in Mars. And so there's a little bit of you're learning how to use the fire of Mars to express yourself with love. And the Queen of Hearts, she's a mother and she's the lover, and she spreads her wisdom very with all the people that she loves. And so that we see that for you this year. Also, the planet, the Pluto card, is the Queen of Diamonds. So you'll find that this year that there will be some money be going out of your pocket. So just be careful about what you're spending, because that is a challenge. The Pluto planet is a planet of challenge for you this year. So just be careful that you watch. You'll want to spend it for the people that you love. The gift card is Five of Hearts, meaning that you're also wanting to give out money for those people that you love. But it is expressing freedom also. So whenever you're giving out money, it feels like there's such freedom in doing that. Okay. So you have a couple of queens, and you've got several aces going on this year. So aces are beginning, new beginnings. Five aces going on this year, meaning that's a lot of aces. Boy,
wow,
I tell you.
Wow, I guess.
I would say that you're starting a lot of new things. You've got an ace of hearts, ace of diamonds, ace of spades, and ace of clubs. So you got all the aces there. My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, you're starting some new things, and I would think that, you know, you're also expressing freedom. There's a Five of Diamonds and a Five of Hearts, which is expressing freedom and change. So there's going to be some things changing for you and some new beginnings. So you're going to find a shift going on for you. Is that helpful? Was there any particular question that you wanted?
Wow, that's a lot. Oh, man.
And that's just a real short version, I will say, of what this report is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite incredible. But if you guys give me the moment, just give me one moment. Hey, I got something for you, Julia.
Okay.
I would love that for your birthday, you can have either or, matter of fact, I'll even do one better than that, is you can have one of each, and we'll break it in half an hour, but I would love to give you a birthday gift. And I would love to honor you with either an hour healing session or an hour channeling session, and you can break up, you know, where if you want a half an hour healing and a half an hour reading. But you let me know.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you, Julia.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
And I do want to make a correction here, and it didn't set well with me after I said it, so I would like to make a correction. You guys are not loyal listeners to me or to this show. You all are my friends, and I apologize for the statement I made, and I...
Aww.
Really want you guys to know that you're my friends. So Kathy. I'll turn you back over to Julia.
Julie, I just wanted to tell you that when we're interacting with other individuals, such as family members or other people that we're working with or whatever, they're in your chart as well. So all of your family members are interacting with you in some way or form, and they're in your chart. Especially the ones that are really connected to you are probably present in your chart. So I'd like the listeners to understand that when we're giving a reading for someone for the year, we're also taking into account the people that are interacting with them. So I get their birthdays as well, and I find out what cards there are. And that's why I could find Leilani's friends. When I was doing a chart for Leilani, I could see she had a whole list of friends. I mean, a long list of friends. So it was fun. But all of those people are interacting in your life. And so it depends on what planet they're sitting. It depends on the circumstances of what's going on. And a lot of times you can find things that are happening that you need to be forewarned about. And, for instance, my son, when I was interacting with my son, I could see that there was a potential of him getting very angry with me and throwing fits, and it was in the chart. It was actually in the chart. So I started dealing with him in a different way because I could see that it was in the Mars section of the planet, of the chart. And Mars is a planet of fiction and or friction and war. So a lot of times we can see how these people are interacting in our life, and we can see what the actual end result of that interaction is going to be.
Wow, that's amazing. You can tell that from cards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she actually too. I mean, you'd have to actually just, you know, Julie, just call Kathy and just talk with her for a moment, one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a smart cookie. I don't need to tell you anymore. So we hope we have served you well,
oh,
Julia.
Oh, always. Thank you so much.
I kiss to see you. Happy birthday again.
Thank you. You guys take care. A great show.
And you do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Julia.
Now, I did want to mention to all our listeners, we got a new system that Don has really been working on, and I really thank him for that. Where soon you will actually be able to send me a message right away, and I can answer it right here and now. But I also want to remind my listeners that I will be downloading other, like Yahoo's Instant Message and MSN. Okay. And that way, if you guys want to communicate while I'm on the radio, I will have it immediately, okay? So if you need to set something up on your end, please do so, because, you know, I would love to hear from all of you. So is there someone else on the line with me? Please, go ahead, Kathy.
If you would like to know more about the Destiny cards, you can go to my website. It's www.destinymatches.com. So if you'd like to go to that, my phone number is on that website as well, and you can give me a call or you can email me also.
Could you go ahead and give them your contact number as well, if you would?
Sure. It's 480-577-8873. Thank you, Leilani.
Excellent. I also want to remind all our listeners, I do have Kathy's information posted on my show page, along with her website, her email address, along with her contact number. Please give Kathy a call and find out more of this. I will be honest with you. I'm not doing Destiny Matches justice, and I truly, truly want you guys to get the depth and the power of this particular modality for all of you. Did I have a caller on the line?
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jean.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Where
Thank
are you,
you
calling from, lady?
South Dakota.
All right. I'm coming your way.
It's nice right now.
Is this your first time on the show?
No. No, I've called before.
Aha. Well, I'm glad you came. You are here with us again today. It's a great honor to have you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. I just had a question.
Your birthday?
My birthday?
Uh-huh.
6654.
And 54, what year? How old are you?
I'm 52.
Okay. All right, hang on just a second. Let me get there.
Okay.
Go ahead and talk.
So, I am really glad that you listened to the show. Are we having fun today?
Yes, I love your show. I try to listen all the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. And, you know, wait till you guys see all the surprises I got coming up. Matter of fact, if you'll bear with me, I failed to remember to tell each of you, Don is working on getting up a area on my show page where you need to register. Now, I would like for you guys to check periodically to register for me. This is going to be for a show that I have got planned for December, and the show is to thank each one of you for a tremendously great year. You
That's
guys
great.
Have really just it. I wouldn't even have a show. I could be sitting here just talking to the universe if it wasn't for all of you. So please let me honor all of you in the month of December. So, you know, check in periodically and go ahead and fill out your information. It will be sent directly to me. It will be private information on this end. And I also want to remind our listeners, if you would like to make sure that I have your information in my address book, please send me an email with your address, phone number, and your full name. And my email address is imdivinelight@aol.com. And are you ready, Kathy?
I am. Jean.
Yes.
You are a Jack of Diamonds. It is your sun card, and your planetary card is a Four of Hearts. Okay? I'm going to
okay.
start with the Jack of Diamonds first and tell you a little bit about the Jack. The Jack is part of the royal family. It's a junior member of the royal family, and so it's a youthful and romantic and creative, a witty and very charming card. Part of the Jacks, sometimes they don't want to take responsibility or don't want the responsibility that has been imposed on the queen and king of the royal family. So they're a junior member, so they'd rather not have the responsibility. However, they're very, very creative, and you are very creative with money, and because you're a diamond, and that happens to be, you know, what the diamonds are all about is money, and the Jacks are very, very creative. Your second card is the marriage card, the Four of Hearts. And so your life has been to be married and to be in the family and home and stability and security, contentment and the foundation, and you're being four is all those things, grounded and the foundation and all those things. So that's part of what's in your heart is to be a family, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. This creative person that you are with money, you find ways to create and able to come up with new ideas on how to get more money. Okay, that's the Jack again, Jack of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
This year at the age of 52, I'll tell you a little bit about this year and what's going on this year, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the King of Hearts is in the Pluto position, and that means that it's a little bit of a challenge to hold family together, and it's about relationships and how you're holding relationships together. But you have the ability to, there may in your heart feel like the family is falling apart or there's something that's going on with the family that's going on, and you feel like you need to hold it together. And that
yes.
will be the challenge this year. And your long-range card is the Jack of Spades. So the Jack of Spades is another Jack, junior member of the royal family. You've got several royal family things going on this year. And the Jack is just saying, well, there's a possibility that things may not be as you want them to be. But I see new beginnings. And also in Venus this year, you've got a Four of Hearts. Man, oh man, the Four of Hearts in Venus meaning this year that marriage is on your mind and right around the corner. And I don't know if your marital status, if you're married or single. Can you tell me?
Married.
Okay. So marriage is really on your mind right now, and it's and Venus is the love planet. So it's really on your mind a lot, and your marriage is you're thinking about your marriage this year, and you're working on it. And so below the marriage card is the Seven of Diamonds. So the Seven of Diamonds means that you're spiritually, there's some spiritual work going on with money and with your heart. So you're learning some spiritual things. At the beginning of the year, when you had your first, when your birthday July 6th?
Yes, June 6th.
Yeah, during July, right, and 52 days after your birth date, you were going through some completing things, and you were worried about some money. You were worried about money at that time.
Yeah.
And you were finishing some stuff. So the Nine of Spades is going on during that 52-day cycle, and you're just now shifting out of that cycle.
Good.
Yeah, and you're shifting out into that cycle, into the marriage cycle, and you're in the marriage cycle now. The Venus cycle about your marriage.
Okay.
So I don't want you to worry about your marriage, because you've got the next cycle is the Mars cycle, and it's the Ten of Diamonds and the Ace of Clubs. So what's going to go on? There might be some friction going on with money, but you have a handle on it. You will have full control, and there will be some new beginnings going on with money and in your intellectual stimulation. You will start to figure out new ways to create that.
Okay.
The Ace of Clubs is in Mars at that time, and that's, you'll be shifting into that pretty soon now.
Good.
Okay. So there has been some things that you've been concerned about. What of the result card is the Five of Clubs. And the Five of Clubs at that time is telling me that you're going to want freedom, and you have there will be some things that will be changing going on, some big changes going on this year. You've got several fives going on. You've got three fives going on this year, and that means that there's going to be some shifts and changes about money is going on. It's going to be some shifting.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then in Saturn, you've got a Seven of Clubs and the Six of Hearts in Saturn this year. Later on down the year, towards the end, when you're about midsection of your birthday year, right after, I'm thinking about December, January and December, you're going to find that there's some things going on that you'll be worrying about, maybe about the things that are going on with your heart, and there'll be some relationships that will be completing, and you'll have some relationship issues that'll be going on, and that's during that Saturn time. Okay? So these
okay.
are just a few things that are going on. I could go on and on and on, but I don't think we have enough time. But it's very interesting, and you're a very powerful person. You've got a lot of creative energies.
Okay. I have a question. Can I ask that?
You bet.
Okay. My grandson is 2, and he's been he talks to his mom about different things when he's just coming out of sleep in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I have a dog that I lost to cancer probably 6 years ago. And he didn't know the dog, because he's only 2. And, of course, the dog's been gone for quite a while. But her name was Penny. And he keeps telling his mom that Penny's coming back to us, and she's coming back as a puppy. And I just wondered if you see anything on that.
I would need your grandson's birth date.
It is 10-2 of 03.
Okay. And then just 1 second, let me check on the...
Okay, thank you. Actually, he says all kinds of things when he's coming out of sleep, that he's been on a spaceship and different things and things that his mom and him have done, and they've been to the moon, all kinds of things.
Oh.
But this one about Penny, I just thought, well, I've been missing my dog, and we have another one. But
yeah. Well, he's really connected to you. His second card is a Jack of Hearts, which is really connected to you being a Jack. So his first card is a Seven of Diamonds. And he will be a money manager, and he will be a business owner, and he will really love to have his own business and manage his own business and be, I don't know if he'll be super wealthy, but he will have money coming in. And so, you know, this is a child that is destined to be really connected to you. And because his second card is the Jack of Hearts, which is really connected to you. So I think that's part of why he's coming up with this dream about the Penny coming back.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he's very connected to you. So there's some karma going on between you and him. You know, past life karmas that both of you have been connected before.
Okay.
And so he wants to reach out to you and connect with you.
Okay. Yeah, he spends a lot of time with us, so.
Mm-hmm, yeah. But he's going to be a brilliant little boy, I tell you. He's going to be great. He's going to be, you know, you'll find that he will come up with ideas about how to make money, and he's going to be in business for himself when he's a little bit older.
Well, he comes up with the darndest things already. I just can't really believe it.
You know that he is speaking the truth. He's telling you exactly what is really happening. You understand that, right?
Yes. Yes, I know that.
Oh, excellent. Good.
So I'm just watching for some little puppies come walking by and need a home now.
Yeah. That's next.
And whether or not it was Penny, I'm sure he'd take her in, so.
Well, bring him on the show sometime. Have him come and listen with you, and then call in so I can talk with him. My heart would just burst.
Okay, I will do that.
I would love that. So we hope we have served you well.
You have. Thank you so
you.
Much.
And hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Love and blessings. Bye-bye.
And you as well. Wow, Kathy, can you believe it? It's almost the end of the show.
I know. I love this. I just really love this.
It's
so
great.
Exciting.
Isn't it? I'll tell you. I mean, that is the one thing I look forward to every week, is to be able to connect with all of them. They're just so wonderful. And, you know, there's so many of them that I'm sure that a Poppy wanted to, you know, really reach out and talk with you. And I will promise all of the listeners today, Kathy will come back and join us, won't you, Kathy?
I'd love to come back. I just love doing this. This is so much fun.
Yeah, it really, really is. But I wanted to once again to remind all of you, I am actually putting together a very, very special show in honor of all of you, because I am very clear that without all of you, I would not have been as successful. The show has been very successful, and I really wanted to show each of you just how grateful I am for every one of you. But I need you guys to register. Please, you know, check in periodically and see if Don has got everything up and running, and then you can add your information there, and I will get that. Now, I will tell you, once I get it, it will be in a safe place until that particular show unfolds for all of you. So I've spent quite a bit of hours planning this particular event, and I can't wait to see all the smiles on all of your faces. And I'm even going to attempt to try and pull it off to where I can have a webcam. And if you guys got a webcam, that way you guys can actually see everything that's going on my end. But, Kathy, I really wanted to thank you for honoring all the listeners today. They're very special people to me, and we thank you and we honor you
Well, thank you, Leilani. I really appreciate this. It's been wonderful, and I really enjoy talking to a variety of different people and love to hear their stories. It's fun. thank you so much.
Yes. You're very welcome. I want to remind you, Kathy's information is up, including her website, her email address, and her contact number. So until we all once meet again, I always like to remind each of you is to be peace, be love, love thou families, and most importantly, love thou selves. And remember that you are the power and the intelligence of you, your worlds, and activities. So, my dear sisters and brothers, please be safe. And we shall be here once again next week, and I look forward to that. And I got Gigi coming on to the show next week. So, most of you know who Gigi is, and she will be joining us. Until then, have a very good night and many blessings and a day full of miracles to all of you. Good night.